Today we're traveling back in time to the late 18th and early 19th centuries to South Yorkshire.
Ooh, exciting.
His work on the Hallamshire Glossary is another great example of that.
Hallamshire is a historical region that includes Sheffield.
It's amazing how this one man in a time with limited resources made such significant contributions in multiple areas of history.
Right. It makes you wonder what drove him. What was that one thing that kept him going?
It's not always a straight path. Sometimes it's about following your passion and letting it lead you.
Makes you think, right? Have you ever felt that pull towards something you're truly passionate about, even if it means, you know, taking a risk? So picture this: limited access to education, no internet, no massive libraries.
Not the easiest time to be a scholar.
Right. But in this setting, we find Joseph Hunter, a minister with a burning passion for history.
Now, that's an interesting contrast. A minister in a time when, you know, access to knowledge wasn't as widespread, becoming a historian.
Exactly. It's remarkable, especially considering he came from a working class background. His father was a cutler. Not exactly a path paved for scholarship. So how did he do it? How did he become this self-taught historian whose work is still relevant today?
Well, that's what we're here to uncover.
Yeah. This deep dive is all about unpacking Hunter's journey, figuring out how he overcame those limitations to make a lasting impact.
His story is full of valuable lessons about perseverance and dedication. I mean, just look at his two-volume work, South Yorkshire, The History and Topography of the Deanery of Doncaster.
Two volumes? That sounds like a massive undertaking.
It was. He spent years traveling all over the county, digging through archives, piecing together the history of the region. And remember, he was doing all of this while still carrying out his duties as a minister.
Wow. That's some serious dedication. I mean, it's got to be more than just an interest in history, right? What was it that kept him going for all those years?
Well, I think he had a really deep sense of purpose. There's this quote from him. He wrote about finding a pleasure in rescuing from oblivion what was likely to perish.
I like that. Rescuing from oblivion. It's like he felt this responsibility to preserve the stories of his region, to make sure they weren't forgotten.
Exactly. And that sense of purpose fueled his perseverance.
I can definitely relate to that. You know, sometimes when I'm facing a challenge, finding that deeper meaning, that purpose, it helps me push through. But I'm curious, did he ever hit those points where the sheer scale of the project felt overwhelming?
Oh, I'm sure he did. It's hard to imagine a project that big not feeling daunting at times. But he seems to have had a really methodical approach. Like South Yorkshire, he didn't just tackle it all at once. He focused on one parish at a time, meticulously documenting each area's unique history, then weaving those pieces together to create this bigger picture.
So it's like he understood the power of breaking down a huge task into smaller, more manageable chunks.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's something we can all apply to our own lives. You know, whatever goals we're working towards, breaking them down can make them feel less daunting, more achievable.
And it wasn't just South Yorkshire. I mean, the guy was involved in all sorts of historical projects, like genealogy. He was a pioneer in that field in England.
Oh, absolutely. He loved diving deep into family histories, uncovering those hidden connections. And again, it wasn't just about names and dates for him. He wanted to bring the past to life, to reveal those intricate relationships that shape communities. His work on the Hallamshire Glossary is another great example of that.
The Hallamshire Glossary? What's that? I've never heard of that.
Well, Hallamshire is a historical region that includes Sheffield. Hunter meticulously documented the unique dialect and vocabulary of the area. So this glossary, it wasn't just a list of words. It was a window into the lives and culture of the people who lived there. He was preserving a piece of their linguistic heritage.
It's amazing how this one man in a time with limited resources made such significant contributions in multiple areas of history.
Right. It makes you wonder what drove him. What was that one thing that kept him going?
It must have been more than just an interest.
Well, there are these clues, you know, sprinkled throughout his writings, his letters, his actions. And it seems like he wasn't after fame or recognition. He was driven by a genuine love for knowledge and this desire to share it with others. He actually talked about in one of his letters the importance of diffusing knowledge, making history accessible to everyone, not just academics, you know?
That's a pretty powerful idea, especially for back then. It wasn't like he had Twitter or a podcast or anything.
Right. He was really committed to sharing those discoveries, making sure history came alive for people. Which, speaking of, there's this really interesting shift in Hunter's life. In 1830, he makes the decision to leave the ministry.
Oh, wow. That's a big change. Was it a struggle for him? I mean, leaving a vocation he devoted so much of his life to?
From what I've read, it wasn't about abandoning his faith. It was more about fully embracing his passion. You know, that call to delve deeper into history, it just became too strong to ignore.
So it's like he reached this point where he just knew he had to dedicate himself entirely to history. And that eventually led him to London.
Yep. In 1833, he became the assistant keeper of public records in London. Imagine going from a small town to the bustling center of, well, everything.
That's a huge change. What took him there?
Well, this wasn't just any job. It was a chance to be surrounded by historical documents.
Yes.
To continue his work on an even grander scale.
So it's like his whole journey, all those years of research, all the smaller projects, they were leading up to this.
Absolutely. And his story, it kind of gives you a different perspective on careers, right? It's not always a straight path. Sometimes it's about following your passion and letting it lead you.
Makes you think, right? Have you ever felt that pull towards something you're truly passionate about, even if it means, you know, taking a risk?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, Hunter's story is like, it's proof that those risks can pay off. It's inspiring to see someone make that leap and find success in a totally new place.
It can be scary, though, making a big change like that. What advice, you know, what can we learn from Hunter's approach? How did he navigate those transitions?
Well, one thing that stands out is his dedication to continuous learning. He never stopped, you know, seeking knowledge. Even after he achieved a certain level of success, he was always reading, researching, refining his understanding.
So it's not just about passion. It's about pairing it with a constant desire to learn and grow.
Exactly. The passion might be the spark, but it's that dedication to learning that keeps the fire going. It helps you deal with all the, you know, ups and downs.
Okay, so let's talk about the downs for a minute. Everyone faces setbacks. Those moments where you doubt yourself or progress feels slow. Were there any times in Hunter's life when his perseverance was really tested?
You know, there's this one project that comes to mind. In the 1840s, he proposes this plan for a national record office for England.
Sounds ambitious.
It was, but it wasn't exactly well received. Despite all the potential benefits, it got rejected.
That must have been tough. How did he handle it?
Well, instead of getting discouraged, he just shifted his focus back to his own research, back to his writing.
Mm.
He knew that sometimes the best way to move forward is to just keep doing the work you believe in.
Even when it's hard, even when you don't get that, you know, external validation.
Exactly. And this whole episode, it's about understanding that, you know, that courage to continue. Hunter's journey, it wasn't about avoiding obstacles. It was about developing the resilience to overcome them.
And that resilience, it's not something you're born with, right? Uh-huh. It's something you build, you cultivate over time.
It's like a muscle. The more you challenge it, the stronger it gets.
Mm-hmm.
And that strength, that resilience, you can use it in every part of your life.
You know, it's funny. We always think of resilience as this thing for like extraordinary people, athletes, adventurers, you know. But Hunter's story, it shows us that it's something we can all tap into. We can all develop it.
I agree. And I think that's one of the most important things we can take away from all this. Hunter's life, it wasn't all, you know, big moments and huge successes. It was his quiet dedication day after day, that willingness to keep going, even when things are slow or when nobody was really paying attention. That's what made him so important to history.
It really makes you think, sometimes the most important work comes from the people who just keep doing it because they love it, not for the attention or anything like that, just for the work itself.
Yeah, absolutely. And it brings us right back to what this whole thing has been about, you know, perseverance. It's not just about reaching a goal. It's about building that mental toughness so you can face those challenges, you can bounce back from setbacks, and you can keep moving even when you don't know what's coming next.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into Joseph Hunter's life, I wanna ask you a question, our listener. Think about your own life for a minute. What's one thing, one area where you'd like to have more of that resilience, that Hunter-esque resilience?
Maybe there's a dream you've been putting off.
Yeah.
Or a project you've been nervous to start, or a skill you've always wanted to learn. What's one tiny step you can take right now, today, to move a little closer to that?
It doesn't have to be a huge thing. Maybe just 15 minutes to brainstorm some ideas or do a little research,
right,
or even just admit to yourself that you want to go after this thing.
And when you start on that journey, remember what we learned from Joseph Hunter. Take those big tasks and break them down into smaller ones. Never stop learning. And don't be afraid to change direction if you need to. And most importantly, don't ever be afraid to just keep going, even when it's hard, even when you feel like giving up.
Because like we saw with Hunter, it's in those moments when you just keep pushing, even when it's tough, that's when you find your strength. And that's when you can really make a difference in the world.